The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Gospel of the Lord. Students, on one occasion, when Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta was walking through the streets, she came upon a poor homeless woman. And this woman, she'd been sick for so long that she couldn't even move. She was lying on the ground, and there were all these open sores on her body. And Mother Teresa looked closely, and bugs had infested themselves, entered into the sores, and they were eating away at this woman's body. And Mother Teresa went and she picked her up off the ground, and she carried her back to the home of the dying. The woman only had a short time left to live. And Mother Teresa started to clean this woman and gently take care of her, bandage her wounds. And the entire time the woman was yelling at her, "Stop it, I don't want you to do this to me." She started making threats, insulting her, saying bad words. And Mother Teresa just looked at her and she smiled. Finally the woman snarled and she said, "Why are you doing this? Nobody acts like this. Who taught you to do this?" And Mother Teresa looked at her and she said, "My God taught me to." And the woman said, "Then I want to know your God." And Mother Teresa leaned down and she kissed the woman on her forehead. And she said, "You do know him. My God is called love." The woman had never encountered God because no one had ever loved her until Mother Teresa. Students, what happens when we love like Jesus loves? We make him present. We are not Jesus, but he gave us a final command: love one another as I have loved you. And what does the Bible teach us? That God is love. And so when we love in that way, we make Jesus present. And so Mother Teresa, as she traveled all over the world, millions and millions of people encountered God because she loved them as our Lord called her to. And this is why Jesus asked this of every single one of us. And the more that we love as he loves, the more that God is always present in our lives. And then when people meet us, it's an encounter with our Lord Jesus Christ. It's amazing what our Lord has asked of us. Students, what is the fastest way to grow in love? If someone came to you and they said, "Gosh, what do I do to love more? How do I love better?" What would you say to them? "Nobody? Who is that? Victoria?" To practice virtue, absolutely. That's very important. Students, there is one way above all others, and it is the fastest way to grow in love. And it is by receiving Holy Communion. Every time we receive the Eucharist, if our hearts are open, we grow in love because our Lord Jesus Christ, who is love, enters into our souls. And so that's why every time we come forward to receive Holy Communion, you know, sometimes we're distracted or our friends are next to us or we're thinking other things. As we walk forward to receive Holy Communion, we should say, Heavenly Father, prepare my heart to be so totally open to receive your Son in this moment, so that I can grow most quickly. And actually, what the saints say, they say when we come forward to receive Holy Communion, we should say to Our Lady, Mary, you are the most open to receive your Son. Give me your heart with which to receive him. And so every time we come forward, we can ask that of Our Lady, Mary, help me to receive your Son as you would. Mary, give me your heart because I want to be transformed in love as you were.